Thank you, Your Excellency. Good afternoon, and Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen. I have the honor of moderating this panel, which is entitled The Contribution of STI in Promoting Equality and Non-Discrimination. Yesterday, the High Commissioner, Mr. Turk, said in his opening remarks that we must foster greater global technological equality and make stronger efforts to close digital divides between nations and peoples, including the glaring gaps between genders. And also all the other panelists during the previous day remarked this issue. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 10, reducing inequalities, remains a goal out of easy reach. The COVID-19 pandemic has indeed exacerbated global inequalities, disproportionately impacting less developed countries and communities of color, deepening gender inequalities, and increasing global unemployment. Yet, equality and non-discrimination are fundamental principles enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and all the relevant international human rights law instruments and declarations, including the Declaration on the Right to Development. The opportunities to engage in science and technology follow a reproduced pattern of concentration of power along racial, gender, and geographical lines. These panels specifically represent an opportunity to discuss ways and means to harness the potential of science, technology, and innovation to promote human rights while taming challenges that may pose in terms of achieving equality and non-discrimination. Without spending other words, I'm pleased now to introduce our panelists, and I'm kindly asking them to stick to their time allocated to them, which is 5 to 7 minutes, apart our joint presentation, the second panelist. So I'm the pleasure of introducing now Ms. Elam Mansouri, who will speak about robotics, gender equality, empowerment, and all human rights for women and girls. She is an Afghan girl, a human rights and educational activist. And by introducing the panelists, I'm not going for the sake of time to all the bios. You can read it in the website, and I invite you to do so because they are all very competent experts. And to Ms. Elam Mansouri, who will be intervening online, the question that I would like to make is this one. Based on your own experience, how can cutting-edge fields like robotics become a space for promoting gender equality, empowerment, and help promoting all human rights for women and girls? And what are some obstacles for that? Thank you. You have the floor, Ms. Mansouri.
Good afternoon, everyone.